What is up? It's your boy, Tony Sumo, coming to you. Not live, this is after the fact. I did record a chat with someone, but unfortunately couldn't get it going on my feed, so had to do it on their feed. But we worked around the technology issues, and if you are following any of my stuff, you will notice that's a reoccurring theme. But I make things happen on the daily basis. So, as with all my chats, let me get my plugs out of the way. Go to dirtycleaneats.com, check out the product there. Use the code DCE, Tiny Sumo. 10% off. Make sure you get some jamming in your life. It'll cure what ails you. You can find them at Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and listen to their podcast, DCE, Pirate Radio Podcast on iTunes now. Go over to fingertape.com.au. Get some tape. Keep your fingers safe. Keep your toes safe. I know it's finger tape, but you can use it on your toes too. They're just like feet fingers. When you're going to buy some stuff, and you definitely should, make sure you use the code TonySumo. 10% off with those guys as well. And you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Me, I'm Tony Sumo. If you are following me on Instagram, good job. Maintain that. And you can follow the link in my bio. It'll take you to my new tab on the Dirty Clean Eats website. All my stuff's in the one place. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes. And you can follow, subscribe, like, share, comment, 5-star review, all those good things. Make sure you're staying up to date because I post some stuff on some media outlets and not on others. Exclusive content, all that sort of good stuff. That's what you do when you're a social media guy. You know what I mean? Okay, look, I'm going to let you get down to the chat now. My chat is with Sonny Brown. He is an MMA fighter, a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, a coach, and he breaks down fights far better than I. Much more clever boy. Make sure you check him out. I'll post the links for his stuff in the bio for this video as well. So definitely check him out. All right, get down to it. Sonny Brown, chat. Let's do it.
Hey.
That's what?
It's working. I can see you. Can you see me?
I can see you. I can hear you.
Then we're good to go. Then we're good to rock and roll, man. That worked
out. Let's do it.
We eventually got there, and I will work out how to rip it straight from yours. I don't know if you know this. I'm kind of a tech genius. If you've kept up with any of my recent posts, we'll be sweet. We'll be sweet.
That's all right.
Sonny Brown, thank you for having a chat with me online. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Tony Sumo.
You are more than welcome. All right, dude, look, I mean, we're on your live video, but I'm going to steal this later and put it as my video anyway because technology. For the sake of people who will end up watching mine, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in martial arts?
So basically started training about 10 years ago and growing up, played a lot of footy, other sports, and then, turned around 20 and stopped doing everything. And after a couple of years of doing, not doing any sport at all, martial arts seemed like a good option. Looked around in the area and lucky had Anthony Lang down the road from me. Went down, started joining up, training all, all the disciplines from the start, jiu-jitsu, boxing, and, just took it from there.
Cool. So, I had the feeling with how in-depth you go with martial arts, I felt like it was a lot more than 10 years. Like watching the breakdown aspect of it and the fact that you're a jiu-jitsu black belt, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt.
Yep.
But judo black belt as well?
No, just jiu-jitsu.
Okay, so I thought, because you, now, this is one thing I want to ask you about as well, because one of the things that stood out to me is that you are a triple threat in terms of competition from what I've seen. You compete in jiu-jitsu. I've seen you compete in judo, yeah?
No, not judo. I did a wrestling competition this year and, obviously MMA.
That's what I'm thinking of then. So it's the jiu-jitsu, it's the wrestling and MMA. So you're competing in a bunch of different disciplines there. How do you find in terms of, I mean, I know that for other guys that I've spoken to who have tried to compete across those sort of mixed disciplines, how do you go with the training aspect of it? How much do you have to vary your training?
I mean, at the moment, I would still just keep training everything. And then when it comes up to competition time, as those days get closer, I will just try and lean more towards whatever it is I'm competing in. If the jiu-jitsu competition is coming up, I will be doing more jiu-jitsu a week, but I'll still, I'll still rock up to a boxing class and still do that. They're my friends that I want to see as well. So even if I am competing, I want to want to hang out with the social aspect as well. But, you know, I mean, ideally, you know, look, wanted to put it 100%, then, yeah, you probably would just do 100% whatever it is that you're going to be competing in.
Cool. Okay. So if you're, say you're getting ready for an MMA fight or even for a no-gi jiu-jitsu competition, say when you were getting ready for the wrestling competition, how much of the other disciplines would you drop out? So if you're getting ready for the wrestling, you're not doing any gi work?
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely, you know, if I'm practicing for no-gi, it's easier to take the gi off and fill that in with no-gi sessions. But I'll still do the kickboxing, even though it won't translate directly. I still find that, you know, obviously the fitness cardio aspect of it, and I just like the movements. I still think it makes, you know, having to be sharp, having to be switched on. I don't think that it's that much of a deterrent or a detriment to be cross training, as it still, you know, it still keeps your mind sharp and active into you know, all those movements. At the end of the day, I guess, you know, I still would be doing the majority of whatever the sport is that I go to compete in.
So with working across, I'd
still do maybe like one kickboxing a week still, even, you know, even if I'm doing prepping for a jiu-jitsu comp.
And like you said, is that more just to then, I guess, sort of keep up with it? Is that just to stay somewhat sharp or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, stay sharp, and you know, I still enjoy it. You still got to be doing it for fun. So, you know, cool. I still enjoy going to class.
Nice. All right. So, like you said, you started 10 years ago or thereabouts. In terms of like getting into it, you know, was the initial goal it was just more of a fitness thing, or did you want to fight from the get go?
Initially, it was probably more fitness, but it was always in the back of your mind walking in that, you know, we'll see how this goes, and you know, we might end up having a fight. I imagine, at least for me, it was difficult to rock up to an MMA gym and not have that somewhere lurking in the back of your mind. Okay. That could be a possibility.
So was that something then too? Like, I mean, you're walking into the MMA gym where you're now you're coaching there as well now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've walked in now. Is that sort of something that's sort of, you know, put forward to you guys, like, hey, you know, if you're interested, there's MMA. But in terms of leading into that, are you competing in other stuff first, or are you jumping straight in the deep end?
I believe I had already competed in jiu-jitsu a couple of times. So my coach, Anthony Lang, he's over at the World's Masters, and, you know, very accomplished black belt in jiu-jitsu, fourth degree. And he, yeah, you know, the first group was in jiu-jitsu and MMA gym in Sydney. So, you know, when I was walking in there, he's, you know, I was in capable hands. And he, you know, he'd always check, you know, oh, you know, do you think you'd like to do this one time? And, you know, he just put out a little question. But then when something comes up, he's like, you know, are you in? And, yeah. You know, thought about it.
Now, I've seen recently with you cornering as well, you've got guys competing in kickboxing and stuff like that as well. Is that something that you think's beneficial in terms of, like, are they looking then to transition to MMA, or are they just for the moment just competing in singular sports?
So the people we had fighting kickboxing, we can get a mix at our gym. So some people, one of our guys, Adam, he's just mainly focused on kickboxing, but then we've got Damo and obviously Nat, who are MMA as well. So for instance, then when Damo's getting ready for his kickboxing fight, you know, he's just going to our kickboxing classes, but he'll still pop his head into the MMA every now and again, work out MMA clinch work, which translates over into the fight kickboxing as well. So they, you know, it's really up to them, what their goals are, but, you know, everyone's, you know, at our gym, we'll come in touch with jiu-jitsu, we'll come in touch with MMA at some stage.
So that's something too, like in talking to other coaches recently as well, what's the importance then that you place on singular disciplines? Because I know some schools now are probably leaning more towards just doing like that sort of you're coming in, you're doing MMA, we're doing MMA. How much, so you guys break it down into singular skill sets still, obviously?
Yeah, yeah. So still break it down into the single styles. I mean, the benefit of doing that is it gives you a clear goal in every class of how it's going to be run, how the information is going to be delivered, you know, what technique exactly you're going to be working. If it was just to be MMA, you'd really have to come in with a very solid plan of how you're going to piece it all together, because otherwise there's just like, and MMA is alone, it, you know, and that's, we just ban, you know, every single move, every single technique. So having those single disciplines to work, it also gives, gives the people who are training more of an idea of what they're going to be getting in every class. But just sets that structure. You know, they're going to jiu-jitsu class, they know they're going to be rolling, they know what they're prepared for. So that's still important.
And then too, if you're getting people ready for fights, would you suggest that they are competing in other stuff before MMA, or are you happy for them to just jump straight into it?
I think now it's good to get that background in other sports, in other single disciplines before jumping straight into MMA. That's what it seems like a lot of other people are doing as well. So you want to be the person who's jumping into MMA for the first time with some competition experience, with with some boxing fights, with some kickboxing fights. You've had, you know, you've wrestled, you've competed in jiu-jitsu. You're getting into MMA, you're ready, because you want to be the one who has the advantage of doing that. You're going up against someone who's already had the experience competing and it's your first MMA fight. Well, while you still might have the skills to beat them, no doubt, that's not going to hurt getting that experience in discipline.
Cool. Okay. So, look, I agree with all of that as well. So it's interesting to hear other people's inputs on that too. And I think with how fast MMA is sort of moving ahead, it's still good to hear that people are looking at it that way too, like that. Still feeling the need for individual skill sets rather than just hoping that the package deal is enough. And I agree with you as well. I think the more competition that you can get outside of MMA is only going to make it easier to get into MMA. So it's cool to be able to hear that from yourself.
Yeah, and depending on the styles of the MMA fighter as well, like boxing and the kickboxing, they have a lot more infrastructure or built up to get amateur fights developed.
Yeah.
Whereas up in Sydney, there's not really, the amateur MMA, there's not really a lot of options of what you want to go and do. Whereas, boxing and kickboxing and jiu-jitsu, there's just the frequency of competition a lot more. So it's a lot faster way to build up that experience.
Yeah, I think that it's one of the things, in especially since having these chats with people, one of the things that I think we probably miss over here is like the collegiate wrestling scene or the school wrestling system over in the States is obviously a big benefit in terms of just regular competition. And I think that in Australia, your best bet is probably something like boxing, where you could box every week, really, if you wanted to. Amateur boxing, it's so prevalent. And there's so many fight opportunities. I think people are probably just missing out if they're not getting involved in the single discipline, competition aspect of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the more competition experience you get, the more time in the ring, it's going to be a benefit for you in the long run.
Cool. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to hear other people on that sort of wavelength as well. Now, I came across yourself online via your Facebook page. Your technique breakdowns are something that's getting passed around a lot, and that's where I found you. In terms of like sort of getting online and spending time doing those, how much time would you spend breaking down fights on a regular basis?
So it will depend on the study to study. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm nearly always watching fights on every weekend. So it's something that I'm going to be watching it anyway. When it comes to breaking down, like some of those studies I know will take me at least 20 hours work. It will just depend on, I'll clip the footage. I'll have an idea of what it is I want to study. I'll watch the fight, clip that footage, the parts I think are interesting, then go back I'll clip the footage and then go back and rewatch certain parts a bunch of times just to actually be able to pick up on what's going on. And then sometimes it'll be obvious and you only need to watch something once, then you go, oh, look, this happened here, da, da, da. Other times you've got to watch it a bunch of different times until you can notice the pattern that's happening. And then at that point is probably when I could stop and just take that information and run with it, you know, show some guys. And then the next part is then piecing it together for public consumption. Because then you got to, you know, figure out, okay, how is the video editing side of things and writing a script and how it's going to be delivered. So there's probably the two parts of it is the one is the breakdown, which is much easier. And then the second part is, how is it going to be presented?
Cool. So in terms of like picking fights to break down, is that something you would do? Like, are you looking forward to certain fights? Are you waiting on particular fights, or are you just going on a fight to fight basis? You watch cards and go, that's the fight from this card that I'm going to get in depth with.
I'm just waiting for, you know, something to happen that I think's cool that'll be like, oh, I want to know. I want to figure out, you know, where's that happened before, how that happened. You know, what were the things that led to that happening? And there's also just stuff that I've been thinking about for years that I'm like, you know, one day I'll get around to looking at all these moves. One day, you know, I'll go in depth on something and, you know, I've got, you know, now I've got some time that I can spend on it. Then I start hacking away at it. So it's really, you know, it's stuff that I'm interested in that I want to take a look at and learn more about myself, and then just go from there. And then it's also, if something cool happens, I want to know.
Cool. Now, obviously, you fought MMA, so you're across in terms of all sort of ranges of the combat spectrum. But would you say, I mean, going into the breakdown of fights too, would you say that you would have a certain preference? You know, are you looking for more grappling-centric breakdowns? Are you looking for... Because I know that for me personally, if I'm breaking down fights, I was saying the other day, recently, when the Cody TJ fight was on, I was watching that fight with a bunch of jiu-jitsu cats, and for the most part, while I do jiu-jitsu, I'm not a jiu-jitsu guy. I'm more of a striker, so I was getting wet over the striking exchanges and the footwork and all that sort of stuff. And so I know that I go into watching fights or breaking down fights with a certain mindset. Would you say that's the same for you, or are you pretty open-minded with it?
Yeah, well, at the moment, I've been mainly just focusing on the grappling because that's what, you know, that is what of interest to me. So right now, that's where I'm heading. But in the future, I definitely want to, like, I know I want to do one on Sammy Shield. At one point, I want to tackle Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. So there's those ideas in there to keep progressing and getting onto some of the stand up ones, but I want to make sure that they're, you know, it's of high quality, because there are a lot of other people doing stand up breakdowns out there already. So I want to do something that would be, you know, well worth people spending their time watching.
So you've recently you've been looking at Khabib's breaks down stuff. I saw that you got some stuff translated from Russian and. Yeah. You've gone in depth with that sort of stuff. That's a big fight coming up. If and when it comes to fruition, I mean, where do you see that fight going? As someone that's looked into Khabib, because I know, like I said, I'm a striker. I like striking, and therefore my heart should be with Conor. But I think I know where the fight's going. What would you say? What's your breakdown? What's your synopsis? What do you think's going to happen?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's impossible to ever say what's going to happen for sure. In terms of, you know, a prediction, it can go either way. Look, my heart will be with Khabib. I want him to win just because I like his style. But you know, he's beatable because everyone is, and I think it is possible. Conor stuffs a few takedowns, lands that left hand. Of course that can happen. So it could go either way. I'm going to be cheering for Khabib, but it wouldn't surprise me if Conor manages to get him. The thing is, although as Khabib undefeated, hasn't been knocked out. So that's, you know, Conor's going to have to do that for the first time, but you know, everyone can be knocked out. Everyone's human. So of course it's possible. But one thing for sure, I'm going to be watching that fight. Pretty excited to see it happen. So I'll be watching no matter what. Whoever wins, I'll be happy.
Like I said, I mean, I go into it hoping, as a punchy kicky boy, I go into it hoping that that kind of lands that left hand. But I also feel like Khabib's just going to put him against the cage and punch fuck out of him until Conor breaks in like the third round or something like that. Look, and that's just where it's at. It'd be really nice if Conor just uncorks that left hand inside the first 30 seconds. I'd be like, oh yeah, I can see that. But you know, unfortunately, my heart's with Conor, but my head's with Khabib. I think that's where it's going. And look, I look forward to your breakdown of it. I'm sure it'll be in depth. I'm sure it'll be a lot of Conor on his back, against the cage, on the ground, against the cage, you know, wrist control, getting smashed in the face. I'm sure it'll be lots of that. That's probably where it's going to go.
That's why we watch.
But that's why we watch. You're right. Is there any fights that you're breaking down at the minute that we should know about, that we should keep our eyes open for?
I got one coming up. I've been doing a breakdown of all of Kara Karezian's judo throws. So I've been going through that. That's almost done. I've got a whole series on pulling guard in MMA. That will be a couple of videos. I tried to do one big one, but it was just getting unmanageable. So I've broken it down, and that's another one on the way.
Cool. All right. Well, that's something that obviously we can keep looking at, keep our eyes open. Like I said, I mean, I found you on Facebook via that sort of stuff. I'm sure other people are. If people are following me, they're probably following you. So that's just how it goes. And that's fine, because you do much better breakdowns than I am able to, work my voice through. And I look forward to those ones as well. You got anything else coming up competition wise? Anything we need to know about?
Competition wise, I'm just chilling at the moment. I've got Wing asking, Have you ever heard the old story about once you get a black belt, you have to get your hands registered as lethal weapon?
I mean, I have heard that. Is that true? Look, if anyone's going to know, Win will know. Would you fight 1,000 CM Punks or 1,000 Wins? I'm going to go against CM Punk. That dude's definitely got some CTE. He's taken some bumps. I've seen him fall off a ladder. I'm gonna fight the CM Punks. I don't know about you.
I'll take the CM Punks. Dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen him move. I know. That's what I'm worried about. No one's looking as pretty as Wynn if they don't know how to fight. So let's just go with that. I'm comfortable with that. Well, it's true. No, I have heard that. You got your black belt. You've obviously got your lethal weapon hands now. So everyone needs to be aware of that. Let the people know. Like I said, I'm going to steal this footage and I'm going to put it on my stuff. So let the people know where they can find you. I'll link it up anyway once I've ripped all this. But give them a quick shout. Let them know.
Yeah, we'll do it. And first off, shout out to you, because I notice you're doing the videos every single day. And that's
insane. I'm trying.
Yeah, I know it's hard, man. So I look to you as inspiration for work ethic. Being able to put them out every day, that's like a very difficult feat, because there's a lot of excuses to just let a day slip or whatever.
And, thank you, brother.
That's awesome, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess check us out on, Sonny Brown on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube as well. Check us out there.
Cool. I'll link it all up, man. I really appreciate you coming on. We made it happen. We worked around some tech issues, and we got there in the end. And I will work out eventually how to rip this off yours. I said earlier on, I'm a bit of a tech wizard. I think people are finally starting to cotton on to that. It's just this daily experience, and I make it happen. I make it happen somehow. Shit. That's the best part of the phone. I've found that I couldn't make it happen on the computer, but I can make it happen on the phone because it's in my hand. I don't really have an excuse. I know. Look, you should see me. I wear glasses and shit. I'm a corporate nerd, man. That's what I do. That's how I am. All right, brother. I appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you very much. I'll post the links up when Tiny Sumo Nerd flows better, man. Tiny Sumo Nerd flows better. I'm going to get some glasses on the logo. Appreciate you coming on. I will post it up and we will do this again sometime. I look forward to the next breakdowns.
Yeah, thank you very much, Danny Zuma. I appreciate it, mate.
Cheers, bro.
Peace.
Bye.